This, by the way, you know, I get the question often, if a person is in the middle of davening and they're saying Kaddish, so what should he do? So people are tempted, you know, I'm davening, so I finish what I'm doing. According to halacha, absolutely not. Except if you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, something like that. But under normal circumstances, you absolutely stop what you're doing, listen to Kaddish, and answer. This is one of the most powerful prayers. And what we're saying is that there's a roar that Hashem gives, and the Gemara attributes that roar that Hashem is like a lion kaviyachal, you know, waiting to take action. If you just give me the right moment, and Hashem keeps having to restrain himself, it's not time for the redemption yet. But Hashem's desire is, this is a terrible situation. I will provide for them in Galus. I send them out, picture the scene, Hashem is sending us out of Eretz Yisrael on a camel. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to give you a good method. You'll be able to go. The camel will not ask anything of you. He'll carry all your provisions with you. Stay on the ship, stay on the camel. This expression, it's the Jew walking off into Galus. And the pasuk that the author of Perek Shira wants to attribute is Hashem wants you back. And that's our title. The desert animal that will come home. And the Mechaber of Perek Shira takes a look at the camel and he says, the camel is going to walk through the desert. Hashem says, I will provide for you. Gamel, double meaning, something that is provided for and therefore is able to provide for others. But the camel is screaming, is radiating. This is not a normal situation. This is not normal. And I want you to come back. That's, by the way, the theme of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, besides being a day of mourning, but that's our method of serenity. Because you live in a crazy Galus. If a person thinks for 1 minute that Galus is normal, it's very depressing. But if you have 1 day a year to mourn and to say, this is not normal, this is only because the Beis HaMikdash had to be destroyed and we're stuck in this Galus, so then the rest of the year starts making a little bit of sense. This is a situation that is abnormal. And therefore, again, the Gemara says, Sha'og Yishag Al Naveyu, Hashem roars regarding his Beis HaMikdash, yearning for the Jewish people to come back to Eretz Yisrael and for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Mordechai Rhein. For more information, or to bring Rabbi Rhein as a guest lecturer to your community, please call 908-770-9072 or email rmrhein@teach613.org. You can also visit us on the web at teach613.org.